Shalom. Welcome to The Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Ohene, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, the religious organization. In today's episode, we are looking at what I have titled as Gates. Gates. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, that I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Gates in scriptures are always used as symbolic expression and demonstration of power and authority. And there are two classes or classifications of gates. There are godly gates and ungodly gates. Here, the gates of hell represent the powers, authorities, and works of the kingdom of darkness. When the psalmist said in Psalm 118 verse 19, that open to me the gates of righteousness, he was referring to the works of righteousness. In Psalm 87 verse 2, the Bible says, the Lord loves the gate of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. This means that God loves the works of Zion, that is the glorious works of righteousness which the church does by living in his name. That is why Paul proudly declares in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those works, good works which God predestinated, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. There are works that God has predestinated us to do in Zion. He had planned beforehand that we should be the ones to do these works. God loves these works we do. For the Bible says in Psalm 87, verse 2 to 3, the Lord loves the gate of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. The glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. The dwellings of Jacob are the natural land of the Jews. The Bible shows us how God constantly fought for the children of Israel to possess the land, and he would even fight at the battle of Armageddon to ensure that his dwelling place among men in the millennium at the present day Jerusalem is not desecrated. God loves the gate of Zion more than all the natural dwellings of Jacob. The works of the church are more precious to him than the land where his future throne of on the earth will be situated. Why are the works of the church more precious to God than all the dwellings of Jacob? It is that the church is his peculiar treasure, purchased with the precious blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, and ordained to display his excellencies. The Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 1 to verse 4, that the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Kislew, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned 7 days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Reading through the book of Nehemiah, you find a certain kind of attitude the children of God should have, the kind of things he ought to do, and the boldness he should display. Nehemiah was among the Jews that were in captivity in Babylon, and he was chosen by the king to be his cupbearer at his palace in Shushan. Nehemiah was actually at ease in the palace until the day Hanani and certain other people came from Judah. Nehemiah inquired after the state of Judah and the holy city Jerusalem, the city of the great king. When he heard their reply that the wall of Jerusalem were broken down and the gate burnt with fire, he broke down and wept. He was grieved for the city, because it was the city of the Lord. Nehemiah 2:11-18. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days, and I arose in the night, and I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God has put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by the night by the gate of the valley before the dragon well, and to the Dan port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went unto the gate of the foundation, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brooks, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so I returned. And the rulers knew not whether I went and what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priest, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that I he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands to do this good work. Hallelujah. This is the heart of the righteous man. When Nehemiah thought about God's people, God's promises, God's work, and all that God had invested in the kingdom and in the people, and when he learned of the broken wall of Jerusalem and burnt gates, he broke down and wept. Moreover, he was told that the people were in great affliction and reproach. So Nehemiah mourned and fasted several days and prayed to the God of heaven. The temple at Jerusalem was the center of worship. It was a place where God had put his name. Solomon had prayed many years prior to this time that if any man or anybody came into that temple to pray, God should hear from heaven. Solomon prayed, and it is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 8, 46 to 50. And I read, if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near, yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplications unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, and we have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou givest unto thy fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, that thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. Forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carry them captive, that they may have compassion on them. Nehemiah knew all this, so when he heard that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and the gates were burnt with fire, it touched him, and he began to pray about it. He prayed for his people. He prayed for Jerusalem, that God would help him get back and rebuild Jerusalem. God heard him and granted him favor before the king, and the king gave him leave to go to Jerusalem to rebuild the broken walls and restore the burnt down gate. In the natural realm, Jerusalem represents Zion. and the gate represents the power within the kingdom and the glory within the kingdom and the works of the kingdom. The report brought to Jerusalem, Nehemiah, was that the gates were burnt with fire. This was not a glorious day for Jerusalem and Judah. Today, the gates and the temple typify the Christian life. How do you feel when you see a Christian whose business is completely broken down and is in great affliction? You ought to have a righteous heart like Nehemiah and let the situation spur you to intercede for that brother or sister. As a Christian, when you see people in distress, when people are in distress, when people are going through challenges and difficulties, you should pray for them as though they were lost, because they are lacking in the midst of plenty, dying when there is abundant life. This is the position a lot of Christians are in today. Their walls are broken down and their gates burned with fire. So like the psalmist, we ought to pray, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. That is Psalm 51 verse 18. As we look into the scriptures, we find a pattern for building the walls of Jerusalem. That is a pattern for building the lives of God's people who are not exhibiting the glorious life. The Bible says that the things that were written in the Old Testament were written for our learning. They were written as example for us. They were written as patterns for us to follow. As a believer, when you see a brother or a sister in distress going through pain and challenges, it is your mandate to help the person. It is your mandate to restore the person, just like what Jeremiah did. Jeremiah was a gate, a godly gate. He stood for power and authority and rebuilt the temple and the walls of Jerusalem. You are also gate in Christ. You are the authority of God. You are the power of God. When you see people in distress, when things are not working for people, stand in the gap for them and push them until they succeed in this glorious life you have received from Christ Jesus. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.